USA Radio News.
Mysterious ground-shaking booming sounds that reportedly rattled New Jersey homes this week were likely caused by the U.S. Navy doing supersonic testing. The earthquake-like vibrations, felt most intensely in the state's southern section Monday, came as the military branch experimented with an ultra-high-speed aircraft near the Jersey shore. A Navy spokesperson told NJ.com officials at Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland were executing supersonic test points above the Atlantic Ocean, roughly 3 miles from the Garden State's coastline. A three-day search for buried bodies is over after an Iowa woman claimed her late father was a serial killer. The search focused on a property in the southwestern part of the state. The State Department of Public Safety said in a statement Thursday, after exhaustive efforts, no evidence or other items of concern were recovered. Internal documents from Twitter show that they were limiting certain accounts' reach without notice. Appearing on Fox, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shares why this concerns him.
How many people were involved and who knew it? Was this being directed by a campaign of the Biden campaign? Did he know what was happening inside Twitter? Because we now know that they had direct correlation, direct ability to speak to one another, that they would tell. And were they identifying these conservatives that should no longer have free speech?
The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. This is USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. It's a political earthquake that will shake up the Senate and a gut punch for Democrats just 3 days after they secured a 51-49 majority. The number of billionaires in the world dipped in 2022 due to Russia's war in Ukraine, monetary policy tightening, stock market falls, and the Chinese economic slowdown. Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, which is among the world's largest wealth managers, said Thursday there were 2,668 dollar billionaires in March of 2022, 87 fewer than a year earlier. It said they had a cumulative fortune of $12.7 trillion, compared to $13.1 trillion the year before after tracking their wealth. U.S. inflation is still hot. The Producer Price Index, a measure of what companies get for their products in the pipeline, increased 0.3% for the month and 7.4% from a year ago. A 38% surge in wholesale vegetable prices helped push the food index up by 3.3%, offsetting an identical 3.3% decline in energy costs. For USA Radio News, this is Victoria Idoni.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.